Orioli's Daughter, a novel by Jesse Fothergill. Chapter 1.
It is too annoying, said Minna Hastings aloud, looking darkly towards the door which the padrona had just closed behind her, more gently than usual, on taking her departure. Minna tapped her foot on the floor and frowned, resting her chin on her hand as she leaned a little forward in her chair. Then she let her eyes wander round the large, pleasant room, into which the south sun was pouring warmly, and she frowned again. For a moment she felt a strong impulse to spring up, hasten after Madame Vincenzini, take her by her plump, good-natured shoulders, and say, in firm, decided tones, "Signora, it will not do. It must not be. You must reconsider this most annoying decision. You must think not of yourself, but of me." It was a most natural impulse. It is the one that comes to nearly all of us when people are going to act in such a manner as to cause us inconvenience. But Minna, of course, conquered the impulse, sank back into her chair, and felt, with a sense of angry desolation, that her morning's work was simply ruined. She was an Englishwoman of 28. She was blessed with an independent, if modest, income, with decided artistic gifts, with a will of her own, and with a certain beauty which, if not always striking at the first moment, was there, and made itself felt by degrees.